My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue as Davin and his scammer Agnes decide to start their relationship again, as old things become new again. So listen and enjoy.
Before we left, we were talking a little bit about scammers. Longtime listeners knew that we scam the African scammers. So we were having my little episode with my girlfriend Agnes last week, and we had to stop the show.
Oh, yeah.
We were here long enough.
Yes, we did. And it left us hanging.
Ah, Pip, shake those bones in your nose. I love when she shakes her bones.
Shake your bones, girl.
So, yeah, when I last left, we had a horrible fight.
I know.
I had pretty much accused her of being an African scammer.
Yeah.
The nerve. Then I said, you know what? You're probably not an African scammer because, you know, we've been together 5 months and you've gotten nothing. You would really suck at being a scammer.
You're the worst African scammer ever.
But I'll say it last week, I'll say it again. You're the bright part of their day.
I certainly am.
They work in a cramped quarter. They sit on mats with laptops. You're the thing that doesn't suck in their day. They look forward to hear what kind of horseshit you drum up.
Yes.
Listen, if Walmart employees got that kind of entertainment, they would go in at 7:30.
Yeah, really.
So, and then, you know, and I was really ready to walk away from this five-month fake relationship because I'd had enough with this nonsense. But much like my comedy career, the less I cared, the more they wanted me. So then she's like, well, how about we start again?
Just right on the together.
Yes, you can be
so. Like,
it's love.
How about we start it here? Well, let's start all over. Which I would never do in a real relationship because I hold too much of a grudge and I'm a dick. But in a fake relationship, that, although I'm really having it with a real person who may or may not be real, but it's definitely a fake icon that she's using.
This is a really fake. This
Absolutely.
Is a real fake relationship.
But I said, you know what? I'll play this game. Well, let's start all over.
Oh, but that was the most confusing part. That was really disturbing because you're both talking about it. Like, hi, I was just with somebody for 5 months, and boy, did they really piss me off.
It was very passive-aggressive.
I won't be like that. Oh, yeah? Well, you know, I was with somebody for 5 months, and they stunk. I mean, oh, well, I won't be like that. It's like it was so passive-aggressive.
What do you mean you won't be like that? It was you! But I've learned in the past 5 minutes the error of my ways. But you know what? I'm like, you know what? If this dopey scammer...
Yeah.
Wants to waste more fucking time getting nothing?
So will we.
Let's go.
Yes, Joe. Yes, Joe.
So will we.
Yes.
So will we.
So we resume. So we were in the midst of that game, and I was talking to her last Monday afternoon. She got back to me on Monday evening. Agnes goes, hey, friend.
Friend.
Hey, friend. I go,
hey, buddy, pal.
I go, hi, pal.
What do you go? What are you, bowling partners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, all right, fine. We're Joe's family. Hi, faggot.
Let me start it, please.
So she goes, I got home thinking about you. I go, you are very nice to think of new friends like that. So she goes, so what are you doing? I go, I'm about to run out. If you can hold on for 30 minutes, I can talk to you then. And I take the kids to karate. Remember, I'm in cafe. Oh, is this costing you money? Damn. But I didn't say that. I go, I understand you can't hang. My ex-wife is buzzing around and she is annoying. Now, remember, the ex and the kid had to move in after their house got destroyed in Seaside Heights by Superstorm Sandy.
Yes.
And it's been a very ugly divorce thus far. We just can't seem to get us back on court.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She LOLs. She goes, I was going to go to a coffee shop to have a chat with you. She goes, take it easy on her. I go, maybe you're right. Maybe I should go back to her.
What?
She goes, so you're going back to her?
Yeah. I would be like, what?
I go, well, you said I should take it easy on her. Maybe she is just misunderstood.
Oh, God.
She goes, I only meant don't get really pissed at her. She is checking on you. I go, well, I don't think I'll go back to her. Not my type of girl.
Yeah.
So I go, so what's going on with you? She's going through hard times.
Oh, no. What kind of hard times would they be?
Well, I said, I'm sorry to hear that.
They wouldn't be financial.
Well, my husband's family went to take my wife kid away, and my kid is always worrying me with he wanting this and he wanting that.
My wife kid.
Nobody worries about fucking English, apparently.
Yeah.
He does not eat healthy food, too.
He didn't. So besides chewing on the ottoman leg, he doesn't really eat his vegetables. Is that what you're telling us, lady?
So I go, this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I go, my ex-girlfriend was going through the same thing.
Ah, that's funny.
She goes, you should have paid attention to her. I go, you don't know her. It was complicated. Are you judging me? Because, you know, she says I'm always judging her. Well, the old me was always judging her.
Yes.
Not new me.
This is new you that talks about her in passive-aggressive terms.
Joe, you're not talking in the mic. You're petting the cat.
Sorry about that.
Radio 101. Leave the cat alone, stupid.
Yeah, really. So cute.
Did I say you could do that?
All right.
Well, you seem fine with it. He must have been doing it wrong. He must be that faggot.
Fedor was going to say.
Better off this way. Pet the cat. We'll do the show without you, asshole. Kong distracted by kitty. Oh!
Now Kong kitty free.
Well, Coco had it. Remember that?
Yeah, Coco the gorilla had a little kitty.
Well, so it's not so surprising.
No, it's not at all. I think this is some...
It soothes the savage asshole.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Ask Fissures with Pippi.
How's your fissure?
She goes, no, I'm not. I only suggested. I go, but if you don't know her, how can you suggest? What would you say if I said she was very mean? Would you still suggest? Mm. For every relationship, partners quarrel, she says. I go, if you were so smart, how come your relationships have not worked out?
Ooh, how snap.
Oh, I thought you guys were getting off on trying to get off on the right foot.
This
here.
Is a new friendship. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
This one's a little like...
This is really like a real relationship. I mean, because mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever dated somebody and they got back together with them.
Yes.
You know,
well,
it's
high
like,
school.
Yeah.
Every other day.
Yeah.
I hate you. I love you. I'm not coming here. Do you think she's going to call me? Let me drive past the house. Her lights on. Who's she talking to? Fucking yuck stalker.
Might have called you. Might have been called your high school. It's called my late 20s.
Oh, right.
But,
my mid-20s.
Yeah, we got back together.
Or as the people in Long Island call it, hair's last hurrah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got back together, you know, and everything. You know, you want to get back together, but you're like, you know, like, we're the friends. And
still
you can't let
baggage.
It go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can be friends as long as
nonsense.
I'm still getting a handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still the old baggage.
Friends can screw, right?
Friends with benefits. You have benefits of craps. Yeah. She goes. I did want to give him another chance, but he was still taking hold past. I go, wow.
What?
I did want to give him another chance, but he was still taking hold past. I couldn't let it go.
Taking hold past. Okay.
Taking hold of the past.
Holding on to the past.
Holding
yeah.
on to the past.
Oh, holding on to the past.
She's been in other states and England and Ghana. What do you want from her? Mm.
Apparently, English is not the first language in any of those countries, but please go on.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.